Well, I think in general, you have to be able to empathize with the authority, and in this case, it's the test makers. You have to understand what they're trying to detect. Their job is to find out who understands, who has that deep understanding of the concepts. Their job is not to find out who memorized the most, definitions, who memorized a glossary of one book, or who memorized a set of equations, because savants can do that. What CPAs and, any professional needs to be able to do is apply knowledges, that's not even a word. Apply strategies to help companies profit and obey the law, and in that case, the government is a company and it needs to profit. So as an auditor, you're serving the government. It needs to profit. As an accountant for a company, you need to follow the rules so that the government doesn't impose all these penalties, so that the company profits. In each case, it's down to how to make the company profit. It could be customer satisfaction, it could be employee satisfaction, it all comes down to profit, money. And you don't learn how to make things profit by memorizing a glossary. So these tests are designed, or should be designed, to see who of these people taking this test can help a company profit in such a way that the government also profits. Who out there knows the rules and can apply them accurately? Doesn't have to be an anal person, just has to be one who is effective enough to let the company profit and America profit, or in this case, Washington State profit. That's what it comes down to. And if you can understand that that's what they're trying to detect among the test takers, then you'll know it's not a matter of memorizing these formulas and glossaries. It's a matter of knowing multiple strategies to get. I don't think it's a matter of.